بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: الصلاة عماد الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد هدم الدين. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء الكرام, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a complete deen to follow, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continuing our discussions on the Haram, on the Kaaba of Makkatul Mukarrama, the Kaaba at the Mataf area, we have got the Hatim, we have got the Hajr Aswad, and we have got the Hijr Ismail. So we've got that semicircular area, got two portions. In it, the Hatim and the Hijr Ismail, the room of Ismail, the house of Ismail, the residence of Ismail, the place where Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam should stay with his mother, Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha. Then we've got the Hajr Aswad. So today we will start discussing about the Hajr Aswad, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us time, we'll start discussing about the Maqam Ibrahim also. It is stated that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that two gems have come from Jannah. One is the Hajr Aswad and the other one is Maqam Ibrahim. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith also that Yawm al-Qiyamah will not take place, or the destruction of the world and the annihilation of the world will not take place, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala narrates, until the Quran is lifted from the hearts of the Huffaz. The Quran is lifted, taken away from the hearts of the reciters, and the Hajr Aswad be taken away. Mujahid, scholar of Islam, Rahmatullah alayhi, states that Hajr Aswad will not be left on the surface of the earth when it comes to the time of destruction and annihilation of the earth. Because Hajr Aswad belongs to Jannah, has come from Jannah, therefore it has to go back to Jannah. It will not be destroyed. Similarly, we can say of the Maqam Ibrahim also, it will be lifted and it will not go under destruction or ruin. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith has stated that when the Hajr Aswad came down, it was whiter than milk. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith stated that when the Hajr Aswad came down, then it was so bright that its brightness covered the east and the west. It spread so fast and so vast. Scholars of Islam have stated in various times in history, when the Hajr Aswad was moved at times, then they were able to see the whiteness. At some stage in history, when they were removing or renovating or replacing the Hajr Aswad, they were able to see these white spots, and they were able to see the brightness and the milk white which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in the hadith that the Hajr Aswad, when it came, it was whiter than milk, but the sins of the mushrikeen, made it black. Another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the Hajr Aswad was whiter than milk, but the sins of the transgressors made it black. Another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the Hajr Aswad, when he came, it was whiter than milk, but mankind's sins made it black. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that together with Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when Hazrat Adam alayhi salam came, then from Jannat, Hazrat Aswad also came. Historians narrate that right up to the time of the Quraysh, right up to the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, in the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the time of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, the Hajr-e Aswad was called Hijr. It was just called stone. Later, in the time of the Quraysh, etc., it was changed into Hajr-e Aswad. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in one hadith that if it was not for the sins of mankind, then the Hajr-e Aswad should have been a cure for every ailment. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to explain that if it was not for the sins of mankind, then a person who is blind, if he touched the Hajr-e Aswad, then he could have restored his vision. If a person had leprosy and he touched the Hajr-e Aswad, then he could have been cured. For any ailment, he could have been cured by just touching the Hajr-e Aswad. But because of the sins of mankind, the Hajr-e Aswad became black, and the original tafsir effect of the Hajr-e Aswad was lost. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in a hadith that originally, if a person touched the Hajr-e Aswad, if he was a poor person, he could become very wealthy. If he was a poor person, he becomes very wealthy. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that on the day of Qiyamah, the Hajr-e Aswad will be as huge as Jabal Qubays. Jabal Qubays is where the king's palace is, which starts from there and it extends to where the walking tunnel is. That whole area is called Jabal Qubays. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that on the day of Qiyamah, Hajr-e Aswad will be as big as Jabal Qubays. Another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is stating that Hajr-e Aswad will be as big as Jabal Uhud. Another hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of judgment, Hajr-e Aswad will be as big as Jabal Qubays, and it will have a tongue and it will have eyes. And whosoever made istilam of the Hajr-e Aswad, istilam, I'll explain to you just now, the Hajr-e Aswad will bear testimony that this person has made istilam. When a person comes to that section, the corner where Hajr-e Aswad is, the Kaaba has got four corners. One corner wherein the Hajr-e Aswad is, that is about 4 feet away from the ground. The other one is called Rukne Iraq, the next one is called Rukne Sham, and the next one is called Rukne Yamani. If a person comes to the section of Hajr-e Aswad, why it was put there, in that place, to show that this is where you start your tawaf from. All the Anbiya alayhi salam, from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, right up to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam, and we are ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam, the Hajr-e Aswad is in that place because we must start our tawaf from that place. Every Nabi started tawaf from that place. It's a starting point of tawaf. And a person will make his niyat that, Ya Allah, I'm making tawaf of your Kaaba, whether it be for Umrah, then he'll say, Ya Allah, I'm making tawaf of your Kaaba for Umrah, make it easy for me and accept it. Or, Ya Allah, I'm making tawaf as ziyarah for Hajj, make it easy for me, accept it. Or, Ya Allah, I'm making nafil tawaf, make it easy for me, accept it. Or, Ya Allah, I'm making tawaf for my late father, late mother, brother, sister, relative. And here you must also know that in a nafil action, in a voluntary action, in a optional action, you can take the tawaf and give it to a living or a dead. You can give it to a living also. For example, you can say that, Ya Allah, I'm making nafil tawaf, optional tawaf, for my father. Father can be alive, mother can be alive, sister, brother, alive person. You will do this near the Hajr-e Aswad. These days, because of crowds, you are not able necessarily to go right near the Hajr-e Aswad. But there are lines marked there. So you will go before the line and make this intention. And then get onto between those lines. And if you are near the Hajar-e Aswad, then you will kiss the Hajar-e Aswad. However, if you are in Ihram, then you should be cautious. Because the Hajar-e Aswad, when people go there, they pour itr on it. As a result, it is giving off fragrance and has got a lot of perfume. And in the condition of Ihram, you're not supposed to use perfume. So what you have to be cautious, that when you put your hand, you'll put your hand on the silver plate. Because the silver plate generally does not hold the perfume. And when you put your hand on the silver plate, then quickly you must take your hand and rub. You'll find there are raised stones. These raised stones are the Hajar-e Aswad. Because in history of the Hajar-e Aswad, when people took it away and tried to steal it, then it was broken. When it was broken and rediscovered and brought back, for example, in the time of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then it was taken in the night. Someone took it out and began to run away with it. When they were going on their camels, it fell off. When it fell off, they could not pick it up after that. So they said, "Oh, perhaps the camel, there's something wrong with it." Eventually, they picked it up and put it on one camel. When they put it on the camel just sat down. So they took the Hajar-e Aswad and they put it on another camel. That camel also sat down. And they put it on a third camel. That camel also sat down. So what they decided, that to leave everything and run from there. A lady had seen this. She reported it, that in the night, some people came and took the Hajar-e Aswad away, and this is what I saw. Meanwhile, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed Jibreel alayhi salam to take the Hajar-e Aswad and take it away to Jabal al-Qubays. Because Jabal al-Qubays was always the resting place for Hajar-e Aswad at the time when people want to steal it or harm it or take it away. So she was shown where the Hajar-e Aswad was. She showed it to the people who recovered it and put it back. During that, the Hajar-e Aswad was broken. So they sealed it. Now, what we see at the moment is the Hajar-e Aswad pieces sealed. That is why I am saying that when you put your hand, you must look for the raised portion. That is the Hajar-e Aswad, and you kiss it. Kissing the Hajar-e Aswad when you're starting your tawaf is called istilam. Now, if a person cannot go near the Hajar-e Aswad because of crowds, then he should from far, he should throw a kiss to it. When he does this, this is equivalent of going right near the Hajar-e Aswad and kissing. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he made Hajj, he was on the Qaswa, he was on the camel making tawaf, and he should point his stick towards the Hajar-e Aswad. And there is a rule in Islam that we should not put any Muslim into any difficulty. To put any Muslim into difficulty is haram. To harm any Muslim is haram, is impermissible, is not permissible. So when there are crowds there, and if a person is going to push and pull and fight and reach the Hajar-e Aswad, in the process he is going to harm the Muslim, in the process he is going to injure himself, he is going to injure others, and in the process he is going to touch other women. He is going to touch women, strange women, rare mihram women, and all that to go and kiss the Hajar-e Aswad. So ulama have stated clearly that do not cause all these harms, stay away and make the istilam. Respected elders, in our daily life also, it is not becoming for a Muslim to harm another Muslim, to injure another Muslim, to backbite another Muslim, to slander another Muslim, to intentionally ploy against another Muslim, to intentionally plot against another Muslim. Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith that there is no harming and there is no one to harm. Don't be a person to harm others and don't be harmed by others. Both way it works. Don't harm people and don't let people harm you. Don't let people take advantage over you. But at the same time, if a Muslim, respected elders, just has to act upon this hadith, that do not harm anybody. With your eyes, do not harm anybody. With your speech, with your money, with your wealth, with your property, with your influence, with your power, with your chair, with your kursi, with your influential areas, Because harming does not only mean to take out one knife and poke a person. Harming does not mean to shoot one person necessarily. Harming means that to be very sophisticated and technical and harm someone. So the Hajr-e Aswad, we should make istilam. And also, sometimes a person goes for Hajj 5 times, 6 times. If a person goes for Umrah 5 times, 6 times, and not once he went right near the Hajr-e Aswad and kissed it, there is no defect in his Umrah. There is no defect in his Hajj. His Hajj is in its place. Respected elders, 2 corners out of the 4 corners of the Haram, of the Kaaba, are original. Original from the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. The corner of Rukn-e Yamani and the corner of Hajr-e Aswad, these 2 corners are original from the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the next 2 corners, the Rukn-e Iraqi and the Rukn-e Sham, they are not original as Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam put it, because you know the Hatim has been left out. Originally, in the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when a person was making tawaf, then he should make istilam of all four corners istilam was made. But now, because 2 corners are not original, so istilam is made only of Rukn-e Yamani and of Hajr-e Aswad. Respected elders, istilam of Rukn-e Yamani, when you are at Rukn-e Yamani, then the istilam is when you are right near it. When you are right near it, then you touch it. You just pass your hand over it. That is all. And when you come to the Hajr-e Aswad, then you throw a kiss. Now, respected elders, when you go for Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take everybody for it. When we go for Umrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take everybody for Umrah. And when you sit there and you see what is going on, that you will see that there are various types of istilam that are taking place. Very funny istilams are going on there. Some people come there and they make istilam and they do this, like they are sprinkling water on the Hajr-e Aswad. Some come there and they do this, like they are throwing some ball into a net, respected elders. And some come there and they place their hands and they blow on the hands. Maybe this is laser form of istilam. You understand? Now some come there and they get stuck on that line. It's not necessary to get stuck on the line. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Small dua and carry on. Make the istilam very quickly and carry on. Not to get stuck there and hold all the people who are coming behind there. So all these ways of istilam, most of them you see them are wrong. Learn how to do it easily, properly, correct. And whilst making tawaf, understand this very carefully. Whilst making tawaf, if a person intentionally puts his chest towards the Kaaba, then his tawaf is not valid. He must repeat his tawaf. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Hajr-e Aswad came with Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and after a while Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam took the Hajr-e Aswad and put it on Mount Jabal Qubay. During the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when the reconstruction of the Kaaba took place, then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will have to put the stone here, a special stone, the Hajr-e Aswad. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam told Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam that you go and look for the stone. Meanwhile, there are 2 narrations. One is Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam himself, he found the Hajr-e Aswad at Jabal Qubays and he brought it. One is that while Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam was going to look for the Hajr-e Aswad, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam brought the Hajr-e Aswad to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and gave it to him, left it there. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam came back and he asked his father, that, "Oh father, what is the stone?" So this is the stone that we have to put in the corner here. This is from Jannat. This is the stone which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. So respected elders, one point before I conclude, that we do not worship the Kaaba and we do not worship the Hajr-e Aswad. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once when he was making istilam of the Hajr-e Aswad, he said that, "Oh Hajr-e Aswad, you are a mere stone and I make istilam because I have seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make istilam. You do not have the power of benefit or harm." So the Hajr-e Aswad does not have the power of benefit or harm. In one narration, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who was standing behind him, and said that, O Umar, that on the day of Qiyamah, the Hajr-e Aswad will bear testimony to those who have come here. By bearing testimony, in one way, they will be helping a person and will be a source of benefit. But the Hajr-e Aswad in itself, it cannot harm us, it cannot grant us benefit. Meaning that all power is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, it will serve as a register for those who go and make istilam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that when a person makes istilam of Hajr-e Aswad, then his sins fall off. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in the hadith that when a person makes istilam of Rukn al-Yamani, then his sins fall off. So when we are there, we should take maximum benefit of making istilam of the Hajr-e Aswad and remembering the history. One more point. At certain times in history, the Hajr-e Aswad was not there. But the istilam was still going on. When the people came to the point of Hajr-e Aswad, the istilam was going on. Meaning we are not worshipping the Hajr-e Aswad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand these, to practice these, and also value the blessed land. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.